Welcome back to Spain and Company. Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornett, ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Getting back into this Washington story, just saw a lengthy video from Zach Banner of the Steelers, who had posted this morning, you know, women should be feel comfortable stepping up and speaking out, and that the good guys will get their backs. And then he said he spent all day thinking about it and realized that that wasn't enough. And he compared it to the Black Lives Matter movement and the issues that black men face in the country. The good, quote-unquote, white people can't always save them from what's going on. There needs to be more proactive investment, not just offering up words. And so what he said and what he advocated for was really powerful, and it almost made it feel like he was listening last night to The Intersection, because L. Duncan and Clinton Yates were talking about this, and L. Duncan pleaded for some of the most powerful people in the NFL, being the players, to do something and say something about this.
And this is where I asked for allyship from our brothers.
I'm getting upset because if this was a situation involving racism, then the men on that field would take a stand and they would threaten and they would use their power. But it's women. That's how you affect change, is those 53 dudes on that roster saying, I won't play for this man, because they're standing up for women, and no one will do it. Nobody stands up for women. We say, this is what you get. You entered this field. You knew what you were doing. And so it's just a part of it. And I'm getting upset because I just, when? What else has to happen? What has to happen? They have to be accused of actual sexual assault? Like, what has to happen for somebody to stand up for us and say enough to use their power and their clout and their cachet for us? This is enough of this. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing these stories, and I'm tired of being numb to them and saying, yep, yeah, no, yep, yep. That's part of it. Like, and that's why nothing will change, because no one will stand up for us. Nobody that has any power to stand up for us will stand up for us. It won't happen.
It's hard to listen to her, and it's true. And when you see someone like Zach Banner, who has been taking up the cause, calling out DeSean Jackson and being an intersectional advocate for people of all backgrounds, you want more to step to the forefront and do that. And Jordan, I mean, we could go on and on of the stories that women have had on the job. Catherine Terrell last night tweeted out that she's had so many of these conversations with women, and we always blame ourselves. Did we wear the wrong thing? Did we say the wrong thing? Should we have approached people differently? We blame ourselves, and the only way for that to stop is for the behavior of the men to stop, because it's not our fault when we show up at a job and we're treated this way. And if there are not other men who step up around the team, the league, the industry, other reporters, it perpetuates. And that's why you have women who've been in the industry for 40 years saying, here's what it was like in the 70s and the 80s, and we're still talking about it.
Yeah, and to me it seems like it's common sense. If you see something, say something. And if a culture is that bad, you would think that there's enough good actors in the group to see that this is not something that anybody, any human being, should have to deal with on a daily basis. This is animal behavior. And, you know, I had some very profound conversations with my wife, who works in the sports. Shay covered the Bears beat for the last 3 years before we made the move out east. And she was, like Elle's talking about, almost numb to this. It's like, oh yeah, not surprised. It's absolutely ridiculous and utterly disgusting, but I'm not surprised. And she said to me, and sharing the sentiment that my wife shared with me, which has me reiterating it, and she kind of challenged me. She's like, Jordan, I would hope as my husband, if you were sitting there, you would do something. She's like, I've seen enough bad, but it made me celebrate my time working with the Chicago Bears, because I didn't have to deal with that, at least there. For those 3 years, that was the one place where, lucky for me, I know it was rare that I didn't experience that. She's like, but when I did have those isolated incidents, there was always somebody next to me, whether it's a PR person, another person in the media, heck, even a teammate of the person that maybe did something. She would always hear a male counterpart or a male colleague say, don't stand for that stuff. Go say something. And she knew that if she didn't, then that person would. So she knew she had allies there. And the thing that my wife mentioned was, How could all of those people sit there and allow this to go on for so long? Whether it was someone of equal power or just somebody within the building, maybe you got to think with that amount of people in a place that there would be one. But then you think about an HR department of only one. The standard has been set there that, hey, we're going to spend a lot of money on certain things, but we don't care about this. And when that statement is made that loud and clear, it's hard to believe that anything you say will be heard.
Well, and what I said earlier about the NFL after the Jerry Richardson thing, yep, here's all the recommendations from the investigation. Doesn't look like any of them were put into place. So great, we put pen to paper, we tell everyone we care, and then we don't do anything about it. And to your point about Shea, it is so necessary, and I plead with every single guy that's listening out there to understand the power that even just being supportive to them means, the power that that has. You may not report on their behalf. They may even tell you that they don't want to report something because they're worried about getting fired. And that's a very tricky and difficult situation. But it's not difficult to show your support to them. It's not difficult to speak up to other men when they're saying things around you that you know are damaging about reporters. I mean, I had a producer who, to me, we were watching a video of a team celebrating in a locker room and the female reporter was in there doing interviews, said, "How many of them do you think she slept with?" Who said to me in line while waiting in line to get into a locker room that wasn't yet open as a woman walked by, "You think she would sleep with me?" To me, they're saying these things. I can't imagine what they're saying to other people. And when I said, "Do not talk about that like that," you know that every single female reporter gets that BS and it's damaging. He told our camera people that I must be having that time of the month, so be careful around me.
Wow.
Right? This is the stuff we deal with when we try to step up for ourselves. So we need your help. And without that, I might not even be here. There's a radio host in Chicago who I came to him with all of these issues I was having when I first moved here. I had no one stand up for me. I didn't know anyone in the industry. And if he hadn't been there to say, "Stick with it. You have to keep working at it. You have to get so good that they can't say no to you, that they can't pull this BS on you," I might not have stuck with it. I might not be working anymore. And I'm afraid to think of how many women are not because they didn't have those people who were willing to stand up for them and to tell them to stick with it. So I can't express enough how important it is for you guys to take this upon yourselves to help to make up for the ones that are making it so bad for us.